Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I also wanted to play this from Thomas Brown because you and I spent a lot of time last week on the podcast talking about the comments of Chris Beatty, the interim offensive coordinator, who spoke of some of the processes that are ahead of Caleb Williams as he gets his feet fully on the ground in the NFL and learns how to learn and learns how to study and prepare and grow as a quarterback. And so I took an opportunity on Monday to kind of ask Thomas Brown about Chris Beatty's thoughts and what he would tack on to that in terms of giving a little bit of advice, a little bit of a prescription to Caleb Williams on what to do in 2025 as he takes ownership of his own development. I thought that was an opportunity there to pick the brains of a guy who was the passing game coordinator and then the offensive coordinator and then the head coach and get some of his reflections on where Caleb is and where he needs to go. Here's a little bit of the thoughts of Thomas Brown on that topic.
Beatty mentioned last week that Caleb has shown a heightened eagerness to learn. But he's still learning how to learn in the NFL, learning how to study, learning how to prepare, learning how to get himself on that growth track. What recommendations would you have for him going forward in his career to kind of get himself on a productive path?
Yeah, start small and then grow from there. I think oftentimes we want to consume information. We want to get all of it right now at one time, which is not realistic as far as how learning goes. So I think from a basic standpoint of the process of how you call a play, to pre-snap operation, to motion time and motion adjustments, to master everything from that detail before you even worry about specific plays and how concepts come to life, before you worry about alert or kill criteria, before you worry about how to attack multiple coverage. It's the operational piece of slowing that process down so I can operate faster and not a huddle. And to me, I think it's about the understanding of how defenses work. So understanding what issues come with nickel defense, base defense, Bronco defense, dime personnel on the grass, and obviously why we have certain calls for certain different looks. I think being able to continue to start really, really small and different. If I was trying to start a new language, I'm going to pick up the book where it's already in French, and I'm trying to learn that as a second language. I would start with the very basics and how to say basic words, how to transfer certain language barriers, and be able to build from there. To me, from him, his standpoint, not just him, but everybody in general, is being able to start small and then build from there.
Oui, oui. It's about the only French I know. Do you know any French?
No. That's it. Oui, right there. That works, man. But that scares me a little bit when he talks about going back to some basics and things like that. And I don't know if that is part of the training camp issue that was referenced by Ryan Poles, that you and I have still been trying to figure out what went wrong in training camp that made Ryan Poles mention that on the Bears radio network the other day. But it sounds like maybe, and you know, this has been a fear of mine since the beginning with Caleb Williams, that because they suspected that he was so good and he was so successful in college and that maybe he was different and that this was looked like an adult offense that was capable of winning now, that they might have put too much on his plate or not realized or maybe overestimated, unfortunately, what Caleb Williams would be capable of doing. And that's where I think what Thomas Brown is saying there is they still got to learn how to read defenses. That's still a big part of what he has to do in this league.
This is part of being an NFL quarterback. And there was a story. I wish somebody in our audience could maybe track this down. This has had to be in the mid-2000s. It was an ESPN magazine story that I read before I had ever covered the league full time. And it was essentially the story of one play that Eli Manning ran. And it was really driving home the point of how much is on a quarterback's plate. All the things that you have to handle in a play clock before you even take the snap, right? And it was some of the things that Thomas Brown mentioned there, calling the play in the huddle smoothly, quickly, efficiently, to be able to break the huddle and get to the line of scrimmage properly, being able to handle the pre-snap operation, being able to time up motions, which is a big deal now in the modern day NFL, being able to adjust the motions as necessary, understanding what you're seeing pre-snap and adjusting accordingly there. That operational piece all is incredibly challenging, incredibly emotionally or mentally draining. And then you've got to take the snap and run a play. And then after you run that play, you've got to run about 70 of them in a game. You know, and so the volume that is on the plate of a starting quarterback in the NFL is massive. And I think what you've heard over the last couple of weeks through insinuations and subtext and everything else that you want to say, direct comments like the ones we just heard from Thomas Brown, is that Caleb Williams has to take ownership of his growth in those areas in 2025. The talent is undeniable. We could put together a highlight montage of 45 plays from within this season and go, yeah, man, dude's got the skills to take this football team and his career to the highest levels possible. But there are 1,000 other things that come with being an NFL quarterback pre-snap, operationally, getting ready for one single snap, which starts on Monday, you know, at 8 a.m. the day after you play the previous game. All of those things put a lot on a quarterback's plate, and the quarterback's got to figure out how to handle that. You hear Thomas Brown sort of saying, hey, drink from the water fountain before you drink from the fire hose, you know, and try to take little bits of information in. Don't try to accomplish everything at once. And it just feels like Caleb Williams has got a steep, steep climb in year two. He certainly has the talent to be able to make that climb. Now the Bears have to put things around him to help him with that climb. It starts with the head coach, the coordinator, the quarterback's coach, and whoever else is going to share the quarterback's room with him to help him down that path. But you used the word scared a minute ago, Grody. And I would say that, you know, look, like, that's this league. Like, there is always reason for concern that a quarterback is not going to experience that breakthrough. There's nothing to tell us right now that Caleb Williams won't, but it's also a degree of difficulty that is massive. And we have never shied away from emphasizing that to the listener that, like, dude, this is the hardest fucking job in professional sports.
Yeah, there's a fine line between success and failure in the NFL. And we all thought, you talked about putting things around Caleb Williams, and now it comes down to putting the correct things around Caleb Williams, because it sure looked like at the beginning of the season they put the right things around Caleb Williams. I think everybody was trumpeting that this is the best situation a rookie quarterback could possibly be in, because of the fact that he has DJ Moore and Keenan Allen and Cole Kmet, and what the hell they brought in DeAndre Swift. So it's going to be an easy year for him. What we all underestimated, or I underestimated, was the offensive line and the issues, the trigger effect of Nate Davis and everything that went on there, and the getting, and then look, it's the getting the chemistry right with, let's just say,
right,
more. And you could talk about this with any player, Keenan Allen, Cole Kmet, big time Cole Kmet. that's on Caleb Williams. You know, I think a lot of that was blamed on the offensive coordinators, the game planning, and maybe to some degree it that is correct. But that really falls, the more I think about it, on Caleb Williams and not DJ Moore, not Keenan Allen so much, that's something that Caleb Williams needs to see better, to simplify it.
Right. And look, like, you look at some of the quarterbacks around the league that are experiencing success, and you realize coaching matters. Like Bo Nix, we talked about this on WSER on Monday morning. Like, he's playing for Sean Payton. Like, Sean Payton understands how to position quarterbacks to succeed, you know, and is doing a great job with Bo Nix of doing that in his rookie season. Jaden Daniels has been right alongside Cliff Kingsbury. You look at somebody like Baker Mayfield, who's on like his 11th team in the last 4 years, right? And he's married up with Liam Cohen this year, and he's having great success and playing at a super high level, because the coaching sinks in and the system fits, and they create not just the weaponry around him to make plays, but give him the protection that makes you feel comfortable, and the comfortable nature leads to confidence. And you've heard me say that, you know, it starts with comfort and then confidence and then command. And so the Bears have to find that plan for Caleb Williams. We're probably going to get to talk to Caleb two, possibly three more times. We'll get him Wednesday at his final midweek session. Be interesting to hear some of his reflections then. We'll get him after the game at Lambeau Field on Sunday evening, and then possibly, potentially, and maybe not on Monday as the Bears clean out their lockers in Lake Forest. And so I would just be curious to hear from his own voice what he wants to emphasize for himself as he goes into year two, understanding that this has been a pretty turbulent and humbling year in a lot of ways for him. And so now, what do you do as a quarterback who is, look, like, you heard him, Grody, after the game the other day saying, like, eventually I think this is all going to be good for me. And so he hasn't crumbled either, you know, mentally from that psychological standpoint. And so now it's just about, okay, what is the path forward here, and how do you do that in a way that positions you for success? I think you and I both agree that the noise in 2025 is only going to amplify, and so that ain't going away anytime soon.